go to live, go to the streaming deal?
Yeah.
Everybody gets.
All right, this next one is, does I need a resolution? But we've been down this road before, and I'm letting Matt give the briefing, but there was some pushback, it's too strong of a word, but there was some discussion the last time we kind of brought this to the board, it says, this may not be a good idea. However, based upon there's two big buzzwords, or at least the one big buzzword in Austin right now is transparency. And so under the guise of transparency, Matt Phillips is going to give you a briefing.
Well, that introduction. This will be pretty brief. A lot of entities are choosing to go this way in terms of allowing the public more access to their board meetings, particularly entities that meet at times that, you know, like us during the week, during the work day, to allow folks at least an opportunity, not necessarily to participate in the meetings, but at least to view them. Now, you'll note the legislature does this already, where they live feed all their proceedings, whether it's committee meetings, whether they're on the floor. A lot of city councils do it. City of Waco does it. I'm pretty sure the city of Granbury does it, maybe. I know that the city of Austin does it.
I saw one on YouTube, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. A lot of the cities do it. And honestly, a lot of the river authorities and water districts do it. LCRA provides live feeds. Trinity River Authority provides live feeds. So the trend is going that way. And it would make a lot of sense for us to look at figuring out a way to live here. We already have most of the technology necessary to do it right now. We'd have to purchase a couple of cameras in addition to one that we already have to provide some angles.
What about the bandwidth of your internet when you start streaming?
We would be live streaming it through YouTube, so bandwidth wouldn't be an issue. And that's what also makes it cheap, so that we don't have to spend a bunch of money to do this. It's so simple, it's one of those things that people would say, it being as easy as it is, why wouldn't you do it? And the answer is, there's not really a good way to say no.
Does it archive it as well?
We would archive them on the website.
And that would take the place of
the audio.
The audio.
And what we would do is we would break it up by agenda item. So you wouldn't have to watch a whole meeting. You can just go to that agenda item, pull it up, it'll show you the video, and it'll take the place of the audio minutes we have. Go to the next slide. This is what LCRA looks like. So you can go onto their website, you can pick an agenda item, it'll pull it up. Obviously, during the board meeting process, it'll just be a live feed, one meeting, the agenda item will just go in order if you do them. But later on, like you said, they'll be archived on the website. You can pull them up one by one.
What kind of labor expense are you looking at for doing this?
Very little. And that's part of the reason that we're looking at setting up the camera for it. We'll go to the next slide. So we have three angles. This one, you'd obviously be able to see some content and the presenter. This one you'd be able to see the board, and this one you'd also be able to see the board. So this is basically camera shots taken from where we're going to place the cameras.
There'll be simultaneous feeds?
There will be a simultaneous feed, and the end user can choose one or all of the views.
Okay, so they can have split screens and see all the views, or they can choose one. It's whichever one they want. And again, the YouTube feed gives us the ability to have that feed. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. Again, it's one of those things that, you know, with people, with entities going more and more this way, and us not really having a good reason for why we can't do it. You know.
Do you recommend that we should do it?
This item is not for discussion, or not for action.
Oh, okay.
When we take this to the board, which will be in 3 weeks, we will recommend that, you know, that we think it should.
So you said we've talked about this before. What was the pushback originally? I'm trying to remember my argument. I want to make sure I'm consistent.
same argument.
I think my pushback originally was the ability of someone to take those videos and piece them together out of context and use them for whatever purpose they want to use them for.
I think that's right. And the other thing is that it's going to change your demeanor a little bit.
Maybe.
That's what I'm worried about.
No sleeping on the job.
Yeah. So, and there is one thing. I noticed at another in another city, I'm going to say it's this city, we had an angle over here, and there was something shining down on the end of the table, and I thought, what the heck is that? Turned out to be the back of my head. So we have to be careful.
Yeah, and you can show all the ugly parts.
Yeah. And we propose having it in place by the January board meeting, so they give us time to run it.
Practice
on
one before we go live.
Well, Phil, so you swap the shining in the back of your head to the shining in the back of my head.
No, it was me.
But that's it. Again, this is just for discussion, and I can try to answer any questions, but this will be an action item.
Does Trinity do this?
Yes, they do.
Trinity does.
And theirs is, I mean, everybody's got a different level of complexity and sophistication. They all look a little bit different. And you know, over time, ours could maybe become a little bit more detailed. But it just, I just think initially we'll have the live feed available. People can see it. And then
should we start a tradition that each meeting begin with a really good joke? So we can kind of start watching us.
We can make it entertaining to see if people like it.
Makeup is going to be one of our biggest food. Yeah.
Makeup, that's what I've been wanting to do. How about you, Dave?
Yeah. A lot of it.
Yeah. Well, and in all seriousness, this really does take care of, you know, the potential criticism of, well, they meet on Mondays at 8 o'clock, and, you know, it's hard to get there. Well, you can watch it, and you'll at least be able to see the proceedings.
So it'd just be board meetings, right? No committee meetings.
If eventually we wanted to go that way, we could look at it, but right now we're proposing just board meetings.
What kind of feedback, if any, have you gotten from LCRA or other places who have made this transition? Has it increased the participation in their activities? Has it got the public more involved, less involved?
The one I've checked with was LCRA, and when I talked to them, they said the first live feed they did had somewhere around like 3,000 hits, and then the second one had about 900. So people saw it one time, and then I guess
not much to see.
Well, they said, okay, we know it's available, and now we can see it if we want to, and you know, it spiked and then went down. You know, we'll just have to kind of see how ours goes. I know a lot of them, you know, that depending on where you're at, especially some of the city ones, probably have pretty good viewership. We're probably watching this. Those, especially because you can watch on TV in a lot of places because they have a dedicated cable channel.
It rivals, though. It's there's some competition between Sleeping Pills and Watching One.
The legislatures actually gets quite a bit of traffic. At times, it overloads and you can't, you know,
can't see it.
I don't anticipate that being an issue.
I doubt that.
No offense to any of us who will be up there presenting, but I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Courtney, what's the free disclosure? What's the cost of the three cameras that we're looking at?
$8,000.
And we already have funding in the budget to.
$600 cameras for the robbers. Maybe we need to get better ones for our robbers.
Okay, John, and now then the next thing, action item is the 1300 or at 1 o'clock for the guy to call in.
They're going to call in at 1?
Yes, sir.
1 o'clock presentation.
1 o'clock.
It's a call in.
It's a call in. This particular First Southwest is the last presenter. And Scott McIntyre, who's their main person, was very apologetic, but he had this commitment to he's at a conference, and he's a speaker at a conference, and so we tried to work it out, and this was the time that he and I think another Greg Moore, maybe the other person on here, are going to be on the call, and they're going to call in and speak to it, and I'll just advance the slides, and we'll do the best. And hopefully, that'll be somewhat informative.
Am I right? Our process is we're going to recommend someone from these today to the full board.
That's what I hope was. There'd be some deliberation afterwards, like we've sort of done before and other things, and you all would have a recommendation to the board in 3 weeks.
Okay, I'm going to recommend that we call a recess at 12:23, excuse me, and we'll re-adjourn close to 1.
You mean reconvene?